Welcome to the Creative Mind Smart Money Podcast, where we turn financial confusion into creative confidence. I'm Samantha Eck, bookkeeper and fractional CFO for Creative Entrepreneurs. Each week, I'm sharing my financial expertise and actionable strategies to help you build a thriving creative business. Plus, you'll hear from industry experts who bring fresh perspectives on growing your business beyond the numbers. Because building a successful creative business starts with strong financial foundations. Your next chapter starts now. You're listening to the Creative Mind Smart Money Podcast. And today I'm so excited to introduce our special guest, Layla. Layla is a creative designer with a BBA in information systems, providing a strong foundation in technology and business. However, Layla's true passion has always been in the creative world. Over the years, she transitioned from social media to building a design studio specializing in brand and web design, as well as CRM systems. Her journey has been all about blending technical expertise with a love for aesthetics to create unique, impactful visual identities for small businesses. It's so good to have you today, Layla. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So before we dive into like the nitty-gritty of everything we want to get into, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do, how you got to working with HoneyBook, and why you love it so much?
Yeah, so basically for my bio, I started out in social media management, and then I found out that I really only like the design side of it. So I started more gearing towards doing graphic design, and then usually along that vertical, you do like brand design, then moving on to website design. And I feel like that was a good match for me because I have my information systems degree, so a little bit more in the technical realm plus the design of what like my heart actually likes to do. And then from there I was like, okay, I need something to organize myself. I'm getting pretty unorganized here, so I found HoneyBook, and I really just loved how streamlined it made my processes. I felt more put together, like people told me I was more put together.
Yeah.
And so that was also a really good match for my major as well, because it's all about organizing systems and helping each area of your business kind of be informed if you do have a team or if it's just you. And so I felt like that was a really good match for me. And so once I set mine up, people were like, oh, you know how to do that? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, okay, can you help me out here? And so that's how I got into HoneyBook and offering those services. And it's just grown from there.
Yeah, I love that. I used HoneyBook last year before I switched to something else that's a little bit more like for accountants. But that's because I don't use all the features of HoneyBook. Yeah. There's so much that goes into it. But let's start with the basics. What exactly is HoneyBook and how does it help business owners?
Yeah, so HoneyBook is a client relationship management system. And so it's just geared to help you streamline exactly what you're looking to. So they have tons of features that I know we'll get into, but just to name off a few, they help you with proposal sending, invoices, contracts, scheduling, doing automations to help. Like once you get an inquiry, like you don't have to get on your phone right away. You have it all streamlined for you if you were setting it up correctly. And so there's so many ways to differentiate yourself from your competition, especially in the realm of client onboarding and making your client feel heard and like you're ready to serve them. And it just helps. I view HoneyBook as like an extension of your brand and from your website and from your marketing and things like that. So HoneyBook really just is an extension of your brand to help serve you and make you have more peace of mind and also help the client know that you're there for them and to just walk them through and help them know what's the next step.
Yeah, I love that. So what types of businesses do you feel benefit the most from using HoneyBook?
Yeah, so a lot of people come to me and want to automate like completely the entire process. And so that is really difficult. I've only been able to do that once, and that was with a client who had a very set pricing. So if you're looking to automate everything, you're going to want more of a standard pricing and not custom pricing. But that doesn't mean that a custom pricing business can't use HoneyBook. It's just not going to be as the client's not going to be able to pay you, book, and everything right off the bat. And so that is one thing that I think people have a misconception about with HoneyBook. But I think any service-based business can really benefit from it. I've worked with a lot of wedding vendors, bookkeepers, and then like me, myself as a designer, I benefit a lot from it as well. So I would say more of a service-based business, anyone can benefit from sending a proposal or sending an invoice. But it's going to depend on the automation is really where it's going to depend on if it's going to benefit you enough for if you think it's worth the investment.
Yes. Yes. I love that. And I think like when you're talking about in terms of like people who have set prices, that tends to work out a lot, I guess, with the photographers who have like set session prices and things like that. Ebook is all about using workflows and helping you streamline things. But why is streamlining your processes so important to help you grow within your business?
Yeah, I think that streamlining your business is like essential for your mental health as a business owner and just feeling more confident in yourself. I feel much more confident in my, like, I know what the next step is. Like, I'm not guessing it myself. And that means that the client's not guessing it themselves either. And so it's also a good way to secure all of your things. So like when you have a proposal, it goes right into the project. It goes all your contracts, all your invoices. Like you don't have to like be like, oh, is there something the client's missing? And I need to make sure that I even sent that invoice or did they pay that invoice? It's all right there. And you don't have to save it on your computer. You don't have to sort through your email, sort through your files. And so that's one thing that I think is really beneficial when it comes to streamlining that. And then also before I set up my HoneyBook enough to be super useful for me, I believe I lost the client because I wasn't fast enough to getting, like, I saw the inquiry come in at night and I was like, I'll get it in the morning. But I think by the time I literally woke up, she already booked a session with somebody else. And that was a really big project for that other person that she hired. And so that's just like one example of like, even me myself, like not utilizing all of HoneyBook's capabilities until I learned the hard way. And seeing somebody else have a more streamlined process than me and getting that client booked before I even woke up.
Yes, I think that's so true, too, because it's crazy how everybody wants you to react so quickly nowadays. So if you don't get the proposal out in a good amount of time, if you don't get the email out in a good amount of time, people get so impatient because they're like, I just need to find someone and this person isn't responding. And you might be the best fit for them, but if you're not having those systems set up and being able to respond to them in a timely manner, they're just going to move on to someone else.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened to me. So I completely redid my workflows and I haven't had that happen since. So,
yes, that's such a good example and such a good reason of why we need to streamline. But what do you think is an area of business that people don't realize they can automate or simplify using HoneyBook?
Yeah, so it pertains to that situation that I just talked about where I lost that client is really just if you feel like the automations are too much, because I know a lot of people just feel like they're overwhelming. And it might not work for every single person they come in contact with. Even if you just automate the very beginning to where you can just, once you get them on that call, there's more of that personal connection, but you need to get them on that call if that's how you operate your business. And so that's how I always do a little call for my branding, HoneyBook, and website clients just to build that connection. And even just automating the very beginning. So HoneyBook has contact forms. So you can just put that on your website. And then as soon as you get all that information in, it pulls it into their project for you. And so that way, it's super helpful if you're filling out a contract, all that information's already there. You don't have to go back and forth trying to like find out what's their email, what's their like business address, everything that you might need for a contract. And so just having the contact forms already streamlines that process, but automating the very beginning to where they send in that inquiry and then they get a response saying like, hey, we got your inquiry. Like you'll receive a personalized response and like 24 to 48 hours. So that way they know their inquiry went in and that you are being transparent with them that like, I'm not on the phone right now, but I will get to you like as soon as possible. I think because I'm also planning a wedding. So I've been doing all these inquiries and things like that. And even just something like that, like really changes the game, I think, because I don't know if you got my inquiry. I don't know if you're still in business, like things like that, because a lot of people might not use social media marketing. So even just the very beginning to where people feel heard and feel like communication is a super big part of their client process and the way they operate their business, because people are going to be paying you thousands of dollars. Like they want to know that you're there, you're available for them, because if that's how they're treating you as like someone who's not even a client yet, like how are they going to treat you as a client? Is that's how I view it when I'm booking, because I don't want to hear from you like 10 seconds after I message you, but I want to know that like you're there and I can reach out if I have a question.
Yeah, I think that's so important because I think in the day, like automated emails and everything like that, it can really feel impersonal. Mm-hmm. So adding that like infusion, a personality, but also making sure that people see you and more than just in automated email, because everything is AI nowadays, but people really want to connect with the actual person. So
yeah, just making sure they know that inquiry got through, and then also adding, and then Honeybook has email templates, so you can like jazz it up to fit your brand, like whether it's like certain emojis or like a custom email signature or something like that, just to feel more than just like a, we got your inquiry.
Yes. Because I feel like it's so boring when you're just like, hey, I got your message, I'll get back to you. I'm like, is this the person? I want someone who like fits me. But I think that's, there's also a certain type of people for people who are like that. So what do you think the biggest benefit of having Honeybook set up correctly versus just going in and winging it?
Yeah, I feel like what I talked about with the onboarding, like you always want to know your next step, and you always want to make sure that you're translating that to your potential client. So sending the inquiry then leads to the session or the call, and then leads to a proposal. And then from there, like it might lead to a questionnaire, things like that. So if you are just winging it, then you don't even know your next step. So how are you going to help with helping the client like feel empowered in knowing that you have, you're streamlined, and just the way you come off to people really makes a big difference. Because I love working in the Honeybook smart files, which is whether it's the contract or the questionnaires. And so I had a website design client, and she was just like, just based off the way your Honeybook looks, like I know my website's going to look so good. And so that was a really awesome compliment, because that's not even the service she was booking. She was just like, I'm so impressed by your process and things like that. Like, I'm very excited for what's to come. And so that was like right after I redid all my Honeybook things to make it fit more of my rebrand that I had in 2024. And so that was, that made me feel like it was worth every single minute I put into Honeybook, just knowing that somebody, they're look, people are looking, and they want to know that you know what you're doing.
And I love that. That's such a really good story, because I feel like that is a true testament to like how good you can, a good of a job you can do. And people just seeing that right off the bat, because I know that she's in a similar field as you with the website design and things like that, but she doesn't actually do Honeybook. So her like complimenting that, I can imagine that just feels so amazing. For someone new to Honeybook, what's the first thing they should customize to make it work for their business?
Yeah, so I feel like the automations are very scary to people off the bat. So I really don't even recommend starting there. And before you even get into automations, you're going to make sure that you have customized email templates and also customized smart files. And so those smart files are like questionnaires, proposals, anything like that. And so I feel like smart files are a really good place to start, because that way, even if you're doing everything manually, it's still going to save you so much time having the contract already in there. And then since they inquired on your contact form from Honeybook, all that information is going to be put directly into the contract. So even just no automations, you're still saving yourself so much time and energy and just like wondering if you have all the right information. And then once again, those smart files can be an extension of your brand. So just because Honeybook might not be the most customizable, but there are ways around it, like with their new integration with Canva, you can customize all of your headers and things like that in Canva and then bring those in into your smart files. And so smart files are really just an extension of your brand, and they don't have to be boring. Like, you can make them more fun, and like the way that my previous client like complimented mine, because she knows it looks like my website and like my Instagram and like my branding and things like that. So just having it look like your brand and not something super like AI generated, just very basic, and just spending more time on that, because people do notice.
Yes. And I think that's so true. Because with the whole Honeybook thing, I know that they also integrated with like they also integrated with Flowdesk. And then I think they integrated with Showit. And like I said, I left because there was a program that's been like, a lot of bookkeepers use it. And they're like, this is what we use. And it does similar to Honeybook. It has a contract. It has a proposal. It's just less like creative.
Yeah.
Which, of course, that hurts my creative soul, because I'm like, oh my gosh, I love all the colors. I love all the customization, because my Honeybook was super customized. But then I saw all these integrations, and I was like, okay, so not only can you integrate with Canva now, but you can integrate with Flowdesk, which I use. You can integrate with Showit, which I use. You could just like pack everything together into this one package and have everything super streamlined and look really good across the board, so that there's no sort of confusion about your brand.
Yeah, so it feels like every single month there's like a new integration like update in my email. And I'm like, oh, I don't use that, but that's cool. Or like I see people on Threads that are like super excited about it. And like, that's what they're doing. Like, I'm happy they're moving forward in that because that will help make your business more streamlined with less having to switch between platforms and just being able to manage all those things in one place.
Yes, I completely agree. And then I think the other thing is, like, I know that they raised their prices last year, but with all of these integrations, like, for me, if you're utilizing HoneyBook to its fullest extent and, like, you've hired someone like you, you've got all of the everything set up, like, it's 110% worth the price at this point because of all of these new integrations and all these new features. So I don't think that they have anything to worry about with pricing. And, like, I think a lot of people definitely will stick around now, knowing that all of this stuff is like being integrated.
Yeah, because even myself, I was like, oh, that's a big jump for me, even though it's like one of my services. And I was just like, this is a big jump. And I think that was what made people nervous about it, was just how big of a jump it really was. But just looking at it and just being like, I would have to do this manually again. I would have to do this manually again. I have to do all this stuff. And I'm like, I can't even think about it. Like, it's just not even worth it to even think about how to do this manually. And that's why they're there, is to be super helpful for independent business owners that need that help, that maybe don't have the budget to maybe hire a virtual assistant to do some of these things manually for them. And like we said, speed really is part of the game when trying to sign clients who they might hop up your session call and they're just like, I just want to be done thinking about it. Like, I want like my vendor for my wedding. I want a photographer already. Like, I'm sick of thinking about it. And so if you can get that proposal out in 15 minutes compared to a day and a half, that is probably the difference between a client and not having a client. And so that right there pays for itself.
Yes, absolutely. What's one feature inside of HoneyBook that you find most people underutilize but could really make like a huge impact?
Yeah, I was surprised to find that a lot of people still use like the Calendly link, even though certain tiers of HoneyBook offer that inside HoneyBook. And so I really love using that tool because it will automatically put your calls into like your calendar. So right when I hop on my dashboard in the morning, it'll be like, oh, you have a call at this time and this time and this time. And just because they use my scheduling link, and then HoneyBook puts it all together for me to know, like, I have a call, what the call might be about with their new AI features, and just gives me little meeting notes right before I hop on the call. And so that is one. I'm not a big fan of their new AI things because I just, as someone who's just like super custom services, like, AI just is, I know you feel it too. Like, just AI is good for some things, but not all things. And so to me, like, whenever they first increased the prices, I was like, oh, is this because of their AI services? Like, those don't really benefit me. But now with all the integrations, like, it seems that's what they were raising the price for. But the only AI thing that I think is really good is like the meeting notes before and the meeting notes after. And so that kind of helps you, like, even if you just hop on 5 minutes before the call, you're like, okay, I'm up to date now. So using that scheduling tool, and then also the little meeting notes, and they'll also send your potential clients reminders about a call beforehand. So that's another thing you don't have to like remind people about. And so I feel like I have a lot more people actually hop on the call because they were notified the day before and then in the hour before. And that's just how I personally set mine up. But those are customizable too. So basically everything about the call can really be customized based on if you're meeting in person, meeting on the phone, on Zoom or Google. And then you can customize all the reminders and things like that. So that is something I think a lot of people don't customize to kind of best fit their business. And it's really easy to do. And I think it makes a big difference because everybody hates being ghosted.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I feel like that's so true. Like, there's already a native scheduler in there. So why not take advantage of it? But I know I feel the pressure of the AI as well. But I also think that, like, there are certain things that AI is really good at, like, utilizing as a tool. But I think that's always where I tell people, I draw the line. Like, it's a tool. It's not a replacement. It's a tool. So I think so many people think of it as like just a complete replacement. Mm-hmm. But in the day and age where everybody is looking for a personal brand, someone they can relate to, someone they can actually talk to, having less AI is going to be more impactful than having more. Mm-hmm. So now, what are the top mistakes you see business owners making when they use HoneyBook?
Yeah, like we talked about earlier with not using HoneyBook as an extension of your brand, because that really is anything client facing is going to be an extension of how people perceive your brand. So if you're not using, I've had previous projects where they had email templates and that's like awesome because they were already utilizing that, but they weren't optimized. Like they weren't consistent across the brand. So there's sometimes different fonts and different, just the formatting of the email. And so that was one thing that, and there also wasn't any like call to actions. So those are going to need to be optimized. And that's an extension of how you're communicating with your clients. And then also the smart files, those are a lot of people just, it is a learning curve. I will say the smart files are a little bit of a learning curve because they're not, they are customizable when you sit there and look into it. But
yeah,
most of the time, like you might just use a template and are like, okay, this serves what I need. But it needs to be an extension of your brand, especially if you've invested in branding and having a cohesive website and all your marketing, things like that. So you already drew them into you. Like, why aren't you using what will seal the deal as an extension of your brand? And so that is what I think a lot of people, they just see the template and they're like, okay, good enough for me. But you can insert your fonts on there. You can insert your style guide, your logos. You can use Canva now with that integration to seamlessly add different headers and things like that. So there are tons of things you can do to use it as a version of how you communicate with the client, because you are communicating with the client and you should treat it like that.
Yes. And I love that. And something I think I really like as well is there, I know it's annoying for some clients, but is there code that you get when you enter your portal?
Well, yeah.
Because I think that adds that extra layer of security, especially for people like me who work in such a security focused area. It just adds that level of security. But I've noticed a lot of people are turning that off because they're like, oh, I don't want my client to get annoyed. But I'm like, I feel like that's a really good thing because you never know how many different people are using an email.
Yeah.
So having that in there can make sure that the right person is actually getting into the file that you want them
and
to get
into. And
the
thing is, you don't need to use it for everything. Like,
yeah,
if it's just like a questionnaire, like a branding questionnaire, and they're just like sending me like what fonts they like. Like that doesn't need to be completely like encrypted, covered, things like that. But like when you are signing a proposal and like doing payments, that's really important, especially when you're probably gathering information too. That's super important. So it really just depends. That's why it's important to maybe look into hiring someone that knows like HoneyBook so they can offer you the best practices for your business and know a little bit of your industry. So when you are like seeking someone to help you with your HoneyBook, it's important to see like maybe what industries they've worked with to see if they know what is industry standard to help you out with that.
Yeah, I love that. So now let's talk money, because obviously we're mainly talk about finance on this podcast. Mm-hmm. Do you think HoneyBook is really worth the investment, and how can users ensure that they're getting the most out of it?
Yeah, I really think just knowing that having HoneyBook has given me definitely a peace of mind, because I do have those systems in place that I know when what needs to be sent out, what's the next step. I'm able to get a proposal out in about 10 to 15 minutes compared to like going into Word or going into Canva, like to customizing your contract there, which I know a lot of people like still do manually. And so that can take a lot of time. You might even miss something because you don't have things in there already, because you can use smart text in contracts. And it will insert that important information for you already, but you can also use it to highlight a part that might be important. So like how many revisions do they, and that might depend on the project. So you might have already in an old contract 4 revisions, but this new one only requires 2, but now it's in that contract. So you have to honor that. And so just things like that, like I feel like I know I'm able to edit the things that I know I need to edit. So that in itself in the contract is super important. I'm able to collect the contract signatures. I'm able to invoice in minutes, and compared to like using one client might want me to send them an invoice on PayPal or this one or this platform or whatever and things like that. So being able to streamline all that and know that everything's coming in at one point really streamlines that as well. And so I really just think having a centralized place that I know that I can find all the information from questionnaires I've sent, the contracts that have been signed, knowing where to invoice them, and also if you do a payment plan, like it'll remind them to like make the next payment in that plan. So that already takes like time off my plate. And I know that like that cash flow is coming in. So there are tons of things that just that right there, just knowing you're going to get paid is essentially worth it, because
yes,
it pays for itself. So I just view it as just the cost of doing business. And to me, that's worth it.
Yes, especially when everything is centralized.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like there's so many new things and so much tech out there that we can end up spending hundreds of dollars on tech. So having a place where everything is and spending only on one subscription is definitely
I think they're starting to really lean into that, especially with the integrations. And you're going to pay extra by having tons of different systems and software platforms. And then also it just takes time to learn each new system and platform and things like that. So I think they are leaning into being an easy to use platform that is going to help centralize most parts of your business.
Yes. So if someone listening wants to optimize their HoneyBook setup, what's one action that they should take today?
Yeah, so I really think that, I know they're scary, but automations are really where you might start to see HoneyBook helping you reel in those clients and making HoneyBook worth it. So just sit down and map out exactly what you want your process to look like. And I recommend just doing this on paper. So that way, like, you're not already in there and then you're like, oh, well, that doesn't make sense. Got to delete this and all that. So just sit out with a piece of paper and a pencil and just map out like what you want the client to start with. So like you have that contact form. And then what do you want to happen next? Do you want them to receive an inquiry response? Do you think those seem too AI generated? Like things like that. So I really think just sitting down and then testing it. Like you also need to test it. Don't just like, don't just push it out there and just be like, well, we'll see how the first one goes. Like you need to test it yourself. So just sitting down and just thinking about what you want your client experience to be is going to be really essential to if you view HoneyBook as worth it. And so that's one thing that people can do today, even if they're not actually getting in the system and automating it, just sitting down and thinking about what do I need? Do I need a contract? Probably. So put that in the proposal.
Yes.
What questionnaires do you need? And what do I want my contact form to ask? So like look in your contract and see what information you need and put that in the contact form. So there are tons of things that you need to think about how to like alleviate confusion across the client onboarding experience. And so that's really where I think people will see that return on investment when it comes to having HoneyBook.
Awesome. I love that. Well, this is amazing. Where can my audience connect with you, learn more about you, or work with you?
Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram and Threads at Lila Claire Creative. And then my website is lilaclairecreative.com. So that's where you're going to find more about if you are interested in maybe learning more about like the HoneyBook setup. I have all that information on there. And then you can feel free to inquire with me on my website, or you can just DM me on Instagram. I usually answer every day. But another thing is HoneyBook does offer a free trial. So if you want to use the code Leila, LEILAH, you'll get a 7-day free trial and 30% off your first year if you are interested in subscribing. So that's another thing you can do today is seeing if HoneyBook might be something for you.
Awesome. I love that. Well, I really appreciate you coming on today, Leila, and I can't wait for our listeners to hear this episode.
Yeah, me too. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. HoneyBook isn't just a CRM. It's a client experience system, a brand extension, and a powerful way to reclaim your time as a service provider. When you set it up with intention and make it yours, it doesn't just save you time, it builds trust. It secures sales and lets your clients know that you're in good hands from the very first click. So whether you're just starting out with HoneyBook or ready to elevate your setup, let this be your sign that you deserve systems that make your business feel easier and feel like you. If you loved this episode, make sure to rate and review the show and share it with a friend who you know might be looking for a CRM. Otherwise, I will see you next week. Have a wonderful week. Farewell, fellow travelers.